This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is entering the race for Attorney General. Griswold is term limited next year. There are already two other Democrats running for the office, former State House Speaker Chrisanta Duran and Boulder DA Michael Dougherty. The deputy who shot and killed 23-year-old Jalen Sebron outside the Highlands Ranch main event will not face excessive force charges. CPR's Haley May reports.
Police were initially called to the arcade bar after shots were fired inside the building on February 8th.
Callers advising there's screaming and shots were heard from inside the building.
When the deputy arrived, he saw Jalen Sebron outside a vehicle with a gun in his hand. Police say Sebron then failed to drop the weapon on command and the deputy opened fire. He shot Sebron 7 times. It turned out he was not the person who had opened fire inside the building. Sebron was instead trying to protect his pregnant girlfriend after ushering her outside. At Monday's press conference, DA George Brockler said the deputy did not break the law. Sebron's family has repeatedly called for justice in the case. Haley May, CPR News.
The 300-foot-tall One Vila apartment tower will be the tallest building in Colorado Springs. The city council has denied an attempt to stop the construction of the 27-story project. Many residents feel the structure would fundamentally change the city's small-town feel. But the city's Downtown Review Board unanimously approved the project in February. Council denied an appeal to that decision this afternoon, meaning the project can move forward. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.